This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big box office news this weekend wasn't all about number one or even number two. We're going to get down to number five, a Spanish language movie called Instructions Not Included. It was neck and neck with, for one, the latest Disney offering, Planes, that was being shown in 10 times as many theaters. And along the way, it became the biggest Spanish language movie opening in this country ever. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly and the man behind the column Ask a Mexican. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola.
What's up with this movie? Where did it come from? Who is this guy? Eugenio Derbez? What?
Yeah, Eugenio Derbez is probably Mexico's best comedian right now. Longtime television personality. Audiences here in the United States might know him from the otherwise forgettable Adam Sandler vehicle, Jack and Jill. But this is a real talent. And so it's great to see Instructions Not Included be a success, as small as it may be, but nevertheless get the attention of both audiences and also critics.
This isn't really a box office story, is it? It's more a market segment story in Hollywood, inadvertently kind of getting it right with the Latino audience?
It's like every 20, okay, let's say every 15 years, Hollywood gets it right. So the last time you really had something like this, I would say, was Real Women Have Curves, which was this great film that came out about 2001, 2002. My memory fails me right now. Then before that, you had, of course, Mi Familia, the Edward James Olmos vehicles. So Hollywood is always trying to go into the Latino market, always trying to make hundreds of millions of dollars, and it doesn't really work like that. The way to start it is really to get these small independent films that have their own distinctive voice that isn't some formula, that you just plug in some Cuban or Puerto Rican actor playing a Mexican abuelita from the revolution. No, you have to give people their space to be able to do what they want to do, and the audiences always respond accordingly.
Talk to me for a second about the distributor of this movie, Pantaleon Films, joint venture of Lionsgate here in the States and Televisa down in Mexico.
So the full disclosure, Lionsgate and myself were trying to get my own Ask a Mexican television show. Yeah. But Lionsgate is very smart in knowing that they want to get the Latino audience one way or another. On television, they've been working with George Lopez to get him a new show on TBS. They're, of course, the house of Tyler Perry. Yeah. They're looking for people who they could build a whole galaxy around.
Do you think Hollywood takes the hint from this movie and starts to really think about the Hispanic Latino market? Oh,
I wish, Kai. I really wish they would get the right response from this, or they'd get the right lesson. I'm sure there's going to be a flood of such comedies in the next couple of years, and they're probably going to be really bad. But I think the biggest problem with Hollywood in both television and film is that there's still not enough Latino writers, producers, showrunners, directors, and also financiers, frankly, because you could get all this money behind something, but if you don't have the right sentido, the right sentiment and brains behind it, it's just not going to work.
Gustavo Arellano down at the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.